right. Could you describe the hog barn then?
The hog barn was is a partition so you could stall off the sows, you know. It had partitions in it, and if you want to separate a sow to find pigs, well, you had a stall for it, you know.
Okay. Were they very tall?
Hmm?
The hog barn very tall, or was it low?
Low. Low building.
All right. Did it have a pointed roof or flat
roof? Yeah, gable roof.
And people who raise cows for milk, you say, what kind of a farm is it?
Dairy.
And where do you keep, what do you call the area where you feed the stock, the animals?
Feedlot. Well, something had a feed barn nowadays, but them days we didn't usually fed out in the lot.
Was that fenced in?
Oh, yeah. I was reading this call a lot.
Okay. Then you put the cows out to
grass.
Out in the what?
Pasture.
And could you tell me something about different kinds of fences you've used on your farm?
Yes, sir. We use barbed wire. We use woven wire fence. We used lattice fence.
What was the last one?
Lattice. That's where woven. And the main thing was rail.
Rail. What kind of, what did they look like? Were they,
They was laid, they were laid quartering so they'd brace each other, you know.
They were laid how? So they brace each other?
Laid quartering.
Quartering.
So they'd brace themselves, you know, to make the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd cross the corner and brace the next one. You'd lay one rail right on top of another. That was what was called a rail fence.
That was kind of a zigzag.
Yeah, absolutely. That was an Abe Lincoln style.
They cut all the trees down, you don't do that anymore. If you have a fence, every so often you've got to have a
post.
And you might say a fence would might have several hundred
posts.
And do you ever have any other kind of things made out of stones or rocks? Wall fences or walls?
No, we never did.
If you happen to see one, what would you call it?
Oh, yeah.
You'd say there's a...
Well, we ought to call them a stone fence. But there wasn't none of them in Boulder County. I've seen them in Ohio.
Okay. If you had a lot of stones in the field and you wanted to get them out, what would you haul them out on?
Well, we had a rock skid. I hauled them out.
Do you ever have any kinds of, well, if you have some people in for a meal, you might not use your everyday dishes. You'd probably use your very best, not everyday dishes, but you'd use your very best...
Chinaware?
What was that again? Your very
best? Chinaware. That's a dish.
Uh-huh.